So let's get into it. Beyond the Scoreboard with Ben. It's powered by Superbet. Let's just take a look at what's coming up over the weekend, what you can get excited about. And if you are a gambling man or woman, maybe you want to spend some money on backing some of these things. And who knows, you could win big or small, or you could just do it for fun.
Can I also just point out that last week Ben got everything right? So listen to him.
Well, I really appreciate that.
Most of the things I follow, but okay.
Simply with most is not enough. You need to get everything right. And Dan, those Bordeaux big layers, because they absolutely ruined it for us.
Okay.
I talked us through a pretty standard multiplier for the Investec Champions Cup, which made a lot of sense. I thought all the home teams were going to have an absolute sort of like solid round. And the Bordeaux big layers, they'd lost in the 83rd minute to the Harlequins. Like, losing in injury time is such a football thing to do. Like, rugby players should be better, and they ruined it. So, I mean, look, I'm not wanting to get too downtrodden by that, because the URC is back this weekend. Mm-hmm. Now, the United Rugby Championships. Now, look, we don't have enough time to really go into this, but there's a lot of controversy about the Bulls fielding a second string team last week for the Investec Champions Cup. They got hammered by Northampton. Always going to happen. But the Bulls are prioritizing the URC because they know they can win this thing. They've got home games, they've got good points, and they really are going to back themselves to win this thing. So the European people who are crying, who are always crying, those people seem to moan a lot. They're basically saying the South African team should be kicked out because they're making a mockery of these tournaments. My counter argument is that the growth of professionalism comes with a few, you know, cuts and scrapes, and this is where we are right now. But let's be excited for this weekend. The URC is back, so tonight, Ulster versus Cardiff at 8:35 and Glasgow versus the Sharks. Now, the Sharks are great in their other – sorry, I really should learn the name of this tournament. They threw in their other European kind of thing, but they've been dog shit in the URC. And, well, I can't see them winning this one either, because they've obviously prioritizing the other tournament, and now they're away in cold Scotland. Saturday, we've got Benetton versus the Dragons at 3. Lions are taking on Leinster at 3. And now this is another kind of thing. Like, Leinster are not going to send their first. The people who hammered La Rochelle last week are not going into Hillbrow this weekend. I can tell you that without even looking at the team sheets. But that's the nature of the tournament, right? And then we've got the Bulls versus Munster. Bulls will be back to full strength at Loftus. What a game. What a day that will be. That's at 5 o'clock. And then Stormers will take on the Ospreys at 7:15. Edinburgh versus Scarlets at 8:35 and Connaught versus Zebra at 8:35. So for the multiplier this week on Superbet, and I feel a bit more confident about this, although someone might just beg layers at death. But if you look at the form teams this year, the good teams this year, basically mm-hmm. the Irish and the South African teams are your top teams. The Welsh teams are the shittest. And outside of Benetton, the Italians aren't great either. So the way that it's structured this week, we've got Ulster versus Cardiff, definitely backing Ulster to win that one. Glasgow versus the Sharks. Glasgow doing well. Definitely back them. Benetton are going to be too strong for the Dragons. The Bulls will beat Munster. Stormers will beat Ospreys. Edinburgh will beat Scarlet. And Connaught will beat Zebra. So go for the home teams there on your multiplier. Simple. You're not going to get the most incredible odds, but it gives you seven games. Lions versus Leinster is going to be the sort of bolter in the mix here. Now, Leinster are not going to be full strength. I can't see it happening. And the Lions have been resurgent in recent weeks. So if you want a little bit of a gamble, then add that to your multiplier of the Lions being the winner there. So anyway, fantastic weekend of rugby. It really is just so cool. Starting from Friday all the way through into Saturday night. It's hugely incredible. In the football, the Premier League, well, last weekend, Arsenal. They lost to Aston Villa. So now their title chances are in the balance. Now, Arsenal also went out of the European Champions League by losing to Bayern Munich, but Man City are also out of the Champions League because they lost to Real Madrid in penalties.
I'm not surprised with that one.
Yeah. I forgot to check this before I actually started here. Liverpool versus...
They lost.
Did they lose?
They lost. Liverpool. James was crying.
Okay, cool. So, right. The point I'm making here is that the top three are now out of European competition, okay? So all eyes are on this. Currently, Man City, 73 points. They're on top. Arsenal and Liverpool are there on 71 points. So we've got a two-point split here. I can't see Man City slipping up here. I really can't. There are now six games left in the season. Arsenal and Liverpool both lost last weekend. They both dropped their chance. This is the way I see it finishing. But anything is possible, as you know in sport. Starting with this weekend, Wolves versus Arsenal at 8:30. That's Saturday. So Arsenal have to win every single game, and as do Liverpool, and just hope Man City just do have a bit of an oopsie. Sunday, Liverpool will be away to Fulham at 5:30. So Next week, there'll be more midweek games. So they really are crunching them in right now. And it's just one of those cool things of the season, right? Like there's everything at stake now. And the fact that all three of those top teams aren't in Europe, which means the squad is focused on this, just this for the prize, I think it's going to make an absolute fantastic crescendo to the season. In the PSL, there are fixtures this weekend. Sundowns, if you are wondering, they're 13 points clear with two games in hand. Sundowns, of course, have won this thing all the way back to the 2018 season. The last team to win this thing other than Sundowns, 2016, 2017, and that was Wits. There is cricket. If you really enjoy cricket, the Ladies Proteas just wrapped up their series with Sri Lanka. They drew the one days, and I think they lost the T20s. But there's IPL stuff. So that's obviously the cut and thrust of all the Indian teams with the world's best players. Rajasthan Royals currently on top of the log there. Kolkata Knight Riders are in second. Chennai Super Kings third. And the Sunrisers Hyderabad are in fourth. If you are into the gaming and the gambling, it's just the best. IPL, live betting, it is so fun. Especially if you kind of have been watching this tournament, because you will pick up certain trends. And again, there is quite a bit of player rotation here because these games are happening every single week. It's really draining. You're playing in the heat. It's like the travel schedule is pretty hardcore with the IPL. So you will see a lot of young talent coming through and the established guys doing the job too. So today we've got Lucknow Super Giants versus Chennai Super Kings at 4:00. All these times, of course, are GMT plus two. Saturday we've got Delhi Capitals versus Sunrisers Hyderabad at 4:00. And then Sunday we've got a nice doubleheader. We've got Kolkata Knight Riders versus Royal Challengers Bangalore at 12:00. And then we've got the Punjab Kings taking on the Gujarat Titans at 4:00.
Sure.
Yeah, that's pretty exciting. The Chinese Grand Prix is back. That'll be, I think, the first sprint race of the year.
My team, by the way, the Punjab Kings are my team, Ben. You know.
Yeah, but they're going to get Gujarated, I think, later on. So, yeah, Chinese Grand Prix, you'll have the sprint race, which always adds a nice dynamic. Again, if you want sort of like, the cut and thrust of racing in every sort of orifice that you can find. And there's a slight change of format there, but Max, the big story is that Max Verstappen and a whole bunch of other drivers are questioning the Chinese circuit. Not because it's in China, they just say it's just the design's not so great and there could be some accidents. So there could be extra drama, because let's be honest, we all watch Formula One for the crashes, right?
Yes.
And then in golf, there is the RBC Heritage, which is always the tournament that gets played directly after the Masters. So yeah, look, it's a great tournament. Hilton Head's an incredible golf course, hugely unique. But, some of the best players, are they going to be up for it? Well, Colin Morikawa, who we did last week, was very good last week. He's already tied second. And currently leading there is JT Poston. Yeah, so you can watch that over the weekend. It does have a fantastic field. Some of your favorites from the Masters will be there. Scotty Scheffler's playing. Of course, he won last week. Rory McIlroy's in there. And that young Swede, who seems to be the next level of golf, that Ludvig Åberg, he's also doing really well. He's already 5 under. And that's pretty much it for the sport. There's there's your big highlights. I really feel strongly about the URC this weekend. And I do think this is a great tournament. There's just, if we as South Africans, it's been 2-3 years now in this thing. And I know there's a lot of upheaval around player schedules and all that kind of stuff. But we're in the right place for SA Rugby. And I think if we just really embrace these tournaments and get behind it. For the Stormers in Cape Town, where Gareth is right now, you got a live game on Saturday. And it's a beautiful stadium. It's a great experience. For the Bulls fans, if it hasn't sold out already, Bulls versus Munster. Munster, they're a huge Irish team. You will still get good big names there. So two amazing live games, and then Lions versus Leinster as well. If you want to brave the Hillbrow thing, the game's at 3:00, of course, is always earlier than the other ones. Great weekend of rugby all around.